Signals, signals, but what can I do with them in my laboratory?
Well, I just went to Svelte's website and copied their two most fanciful examples. Updating a numeric value at the click of a button, pretty big deal, and updating web page text based on an input box live as you type. And the little signals library that I programmed for this text was able to handle both much better than Svelte. And Svelte is the nicest HTML framework or compiler. Even with the ruinous runes that they just added, it's still the best. Our little signal library shamed such a beautiful thing, including Rx, you know, which my operator names are based on. They've put very little effort into the signals library. Everything here is like three lines of code in size. This tells me that signals are a force of JavaScript nature. They are the future. HTML extends JavaScript, and signals extend HTML, making it reactive. As you can see in the attached code, remember to click View Source on the HTML demo page, they may just be the best starting point for learning JavaScript and HTML programming. I think it is the noblest code and most respectful, as it's both simple and profoundly enabling almost at every line. Print out this code on paper and pace around with it. Take it with you everywhere you go. Turn all your waiting, walking, and exercising into a JavaScript learning experience and getting goosebumps experience and getting mad at high school experience. I left a bunch of unfinished operators, but you should never feel that you have enough of them. And as you can see with set inner text off, you should add many of your own, especially on per application basis. Your custom operators become the core of the vocabulary of your application. Reactive programming turned out to be a natural extension of JavaScript and HTML. But you can't hope to learn it by looking at lists of operators. You start with a pulse or a signal, and then you add map, filter, combine latest, and signal creation functions like from event, where you tap into HTML elements, be it keyup of an input box or the click of a button. From here, operators come to you naturally. What else could you need or want when FromEvent gives you user interface data? You just combine it, map it, and subscribe to the result that you can then send to the server as action or database as record. Public AI understands signals and reactive operators rather well. It will give you 99.5% correct response, because it's all three or five lines of code. The rest is just a fun learning experience.